B-Pod Studios.
Are you ready for this? This is Felk and Matt.
Oh, that's stupid. My God.
Children's fault.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Per sources, Mac Jones is in the facility and participating in game planning. The Patriots QB has told multiple teammates to not count him out of this weekend's game at Green Bay and is still operating as if he has a chance. That is Mike Giardi of NFL Network, who joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline to follow up on that report you just had, Mike. What is happening with Mac Jones? This seems to contradict
what's going on.
All of the reporting earlier in the week. What is happening?
Your guess is as good as mine. Look, as I reported a couple days ago, you know, he was seeking a second opinion. The only thing I can gather from this is the second opinion was incredibly positive. You know, so we're sitting here debating whether or not he needs tightrope surgery. And, you know, it's got to be somewhere in the sense that he got good news and now he's thinking like, all right, well, if we tape this thing, if maybe there's a shot available, like, how do we do this? Is it possible? And I think if you guys have sort of talked to people that know him well, he's a tough kid and he's going to do whatever it takes to try to play.
As heard earlier on Zolak and Bertrand, Mike Giardi reporting today. Well, you just heard it there. You heard Beadle read the tweet and the report. Mac Jones is telling teammates he still has a chance to play. I guess that means he has not been ruled out. He did not practice today, but he is in game planning meetings, according to Giardi, and telling teammates he still has a chance to play. And as Zolak and Bertrand asked him, I will ask you, Mazen Murray, what's going on here?
Go, Murray, go.
I don't know. I can't figure it the hell out, you know, and I sent you a guy something from behind the ESPN paywall that posted yesterday from Dan Graziano. It was like a predictions column, and they always, at the end, say like, hey, what are you hearing about the league? And he had this whole thing about Mac Jones and the Patriots and how there's like this dual game plan going on. One game plan that is for Brian Hoyer, the other with Mac Jones. And I'm reading this, I'm like, well, how does this make any sense? He's got a high ankle sprain, and it sounds like he doesn't want to get the surgery. He's going to be out for weeks, maybe months. So two game plans? Is he around? And then that's followed today with this report from Mike Giardi. And I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. Is this gamesmanship or is he ready to go? Which I think they're better off with him, probably, maybe. I don't know. Like, I don't think there's that much of a drop-off. I think we all agree between him and Brian Hoyer right now. It doesn't seem like the kid's in a good headspace. But why force him out there if he's, I don't know, only 60%? And then even if he does go out, like, how good of a look is that considering that he carried on like Nancy Kerrigan after she got clubbed on the knee after this injury this past Sunday? Like, I don't know. If I'm another player in the league or the opposition, I'm like, this kid's kind of a push. Like, why were you crying, but you're back a week later? But either way, like, I don't know. This doesn't make much sense. I thought, considering the injury and how other guys have suffered from it before, I mean, Trent Williams, I think it's a left tackle for the Niners, high ankle sprain. They already said 4 to 6 weeks. I figured he'd be out for at least a couple of weeks. And now he could be back Sunday. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so let me get this part out of the way. Okay? I'm going to get this part out of the way that I rule out nothing. Okay, so that's sort of a given.
Yeah.
This is bull crap. It's bull crap. He's not playing Sunday. And so I don't know if it's coming from his side because they want to make him out to be some sort of warrior, which again, I don't doubt the kid's toughness, but I also look, do I think that if they were to shoot him up, tape him up, brace, whatever, and could he limp around and play? Sure. Yeah. Would that be smart? No. And so, especially with their offensive line, which to me might be the tipping point. So we can go out there against a good defense and get hurt worse? Like, I just don't see where they can, you know, I don't think he can play anyway. But when I factor in the other issues, no shot. In my mind, I'm just giving you my opinion. And if it's Bill leaking it, he's either effing around with the Packers or effing around with Jones or whatever, but I don't think he's playing Sunday. Just my two cents.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I've said from day one that nothing would surprise me. Nothing would surprise me. And the agony and anguish that he showed coming off the field and how bad it looked, sometimes it just works that way where I've said it all week. It's like the car crash in the NASCAR or Formula One racing or whatever, where the car goes spinning eight times and things go flying off the car and it almost goes up over the fence and the guy walks away. And then there's car crashes where it just sort of bangs into the wall, nothing comes off the car, and the guy's really messed up. You just can't tell. And you can't tell by a guy's reaction or how you think that a leg bends. Maybe he just freaked out in the moment. Maybe it's not that bad. I don't know. I've been telling you that from the start. I don't know. But just because it looked bad doesn't mean it is bad. There's just a million examples. Remember the Rajon Rondo? He had one injury in a playoff game where he, like, I don't even remember what he bent backwards, but, like.
Sure.
Rondo had a thing where he's like.
Yeah, it can happen all the time.
It was like Gumby. Like, something got, I don't even remember what it was, but something got bent backwards. It's like, it's not even supposed to bend that way. Oh, he's done. And then he came back the next day and everyone's like, oh my God, look at that Ultimate Warrior. No. Sometimes it's just, you can't, just because it looks a certain way doesn't mean it is a certain way. So maybe it's not that bad. Or maybe it is bad and he's willing to take the needle and shoot it to the moon. I rule out nothing. But I still think Bill's pushing him to get back on the field, as he should, as most coaches would. And what I don't know is where Mac Jones is at. You know, is he really pushing back against the team and wants to be shorter rather than longer? Or like that, you know, that I don't know. I think it's clear Bill, as any football coach would, wants his player back sooner rather than later and is leaving that door open. So like that, I believe. So what do you think out there? That's just, you know, that's the news. What do you make of that report? Is it bull? Are we getting our chains? Are we getting our Yankees wankied? 617-779-0985. Here's some facilitation for you. Would you rather have Brian Hoyer at 100% or the lowest rated quarterback in the league at 75%?
Hoyer at 100.
Me too.
Would you rather have Brian Hoyer at 100% or Mac Jones at 75%? Because he is the lowest rated quarterback.
Yeah, no, I know. So, and I know you phrased it the way you phrased
it
for a reason.
Thank you. Master facilitation.
Yeah, so look, again, if it's the Jones who's played the way he's played, which is the worst rating in the league, I'm taking Brian Hoyer. I'll take a shot.
Yeah, I would take 100% Brian Hoyer, even over 75% Mac Jones, because I think even just from a mental standpoint, Jones needs a breather here. Give him a week.
Okay. Stu, I would like you to clip that from Jim Murray, okay? And then when Brian Hoyer throws three interceptions and craps himself, we get to do a little bit of production and blood Jim Murray. No, he won't, because he sucks.
Well, he does,
and
but they both do.
It's time for your blooding.
I'll take the healthy suck.
So can I just tell you quickly?
I think it's a fair question. Would you rather have 100% Brian Hoyer or a 75% lowest rated quarterback in the league?
Right now, I'll take Hoyer.
That's what Mac Jones is. Yes, Stu, I'm sorry?
I would like to forfeit.
Okay, exactly.
I'll take Hoyer. And I will admit, I'm putting a little bit of stock into the reports were on Hoyer coming out of the preseason. So I'll put some stock in that. And also, here's the part that I can't reconcile with Mac Jones, and ultimately why I think it's bullcrap, that while he's feeling better now, there's a chance he might play, or he's going to try to play. In the immediate aftermath of the injury, all the reporting was severe high ankle sprain, second opinion, team wants him to have surgery. He might not necessarily want to have it. Okay. Which I believe. I believe that. I believe that with these injuries, they diagnose them very quickly. They know what they are and they know what the approximate recovery time is. We also know that he played at Alabama where many guys had that tightrope ankle surgery. Mm-hmm. Okay. We know all of that to be true. So he was resisting the surgery, which I think would be consistent overall with his sort of background and upbringing. His parents were tennis players. His sister was a tennis player. Like, they're all athletes. They're not dumb. They're smart people. And he's got a long career in front of him. He's a millennial and he's a corporation. Okay? So he's not going to have the surgery, but he's going to play on Sunday? How's that smart? So to me, that doesn't add up. Like, you either want to have the surgery and get right back out there and play, or you want the thing to heal properly. So I don't get the whole, all of a sudden overnight, don't rule me out for Sunday. I don't buy it. I believe that he's in on the meetings. I think that's normal, as long as you can sit in the room and offer your 2 cents. And what do you see here? What do you think would work? What do you think? Fine, no problem.
It's also pretty obvious he didn't get the surgery.
Right. Correct.
I mean, you know.
Correct.
If because then you are out. So right. It's pretty clear he did not get the surgery.
Now, again, I always issue the asterisk. I'm not over there. I don't know what the hell's going on. Is it possible he plays and it's a 1%? Of course. What the hell? I've been wrong before. I'm not afraid to be wrong again.
Do you want him to
but
play?
But I smell bullcrap.
Do you want him to play?
Yeah, I would love to see him out there.
Oh, no. Good story. Yeah, for sure. I'm with you. And if you want the Patriots to win, do you want him out there? Would you rather have Brian Hoyer at 100%? Or the worst rated quarterback in the league at 75%. Because that's what Mac Jones has been. And what leads you to believe it's going to be any better this week on one leg against, on paper, a good defense on the road where he hasn't been good?
Nothing. Now, if he was healthy?
Does Brian Hoyer give him a better chance to win this week? This week with Mac Jones in his current state?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he might.
Yes. Yes, I would say yes. Now, again.
Okay, we're clipping this, Murray.
Okay, so listen. But, Mike, if you told me Jones.
No, he won't because he sucks.
Like,
and it's time for your blood.
I can tell you were like, you were giddy driving in today. I get to facilitate and about Hoyer.
Take trap. I've laid a take trap.
You have. No. Yeah. Stephen, I'll walk right into it. So I don't care. I have no shame about
take your cheese, suckers.
Got you. The fact that he is statistically the worst quarterback in the league is true independent of the injury.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct,
yes.
Okay, if he didn't have an injury, I would want Jones out there, and I'll tell you why. Because I think last week he looked better. So I thought Jones was heading in the right direction.
Damn straight.
But when you add the ankle now, no. I'd rather have Hoyer.
Okay. Are we getting our Yankees wankied? Okay, that's topic
you
one.
You mean our Wankees yankied?
Is that what it is?
Yes. You're getting your wanky yanked.
Yo, yes, you're right. Right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're getting your wanky yankied. One, two. Would you rather have Brian Hoyer at 75% or the lowest rated quarterback in the league at 75%? Or did I just mix that up?
You sure did.
Hoyer at 100 or Jones at 75?
Facilitation gone bad.
Get ready for your blowing there, Murray. Your thoughts right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Can help fill in the blanks, but we need some of the spiel.
Keep the frequency clear.
Felger. On a different note,
the cork is popping out of the bottle.
That's a metaphor.
Felger and Mass.
That is a no-brainer.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
You're a bum and you suck. Yes, you do, Brian Hoyer.
I think they're going to be just fine with Brian Hoyer.
Play fake to Burkett. Throw down the middle. Shoots all. Intercepted. Thornhill, the safety, with his fourth interception.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Shotgun snap to Hoyer in the pocket. He looks to the middle. Now he looks left. He's got to get away from Clark. Oh, Hoyer is sacked back at the 27-yard line.
You couldn't have more horrendous sequence to end the half. As those two.
I think they'll be fine. I think they got a shot in this game because I think Hoyer will make the plays they need him to make.
Hoyer under pressure. He's hit from behind. The ball is loose, and the Chiefs have it. Kansas City comes away with a takeaway and another missed opportunity for the Patriots deep in Chiefs territory.
Inexcusable.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
I think they're going to be just fine with Brian Hoyer.
No, they weren't because he sucks. And it's time for your blowing. Because you said that Bill would win 10 games with this stiff.
I don't like this. These bits shouldn't be used against me years later. What about the statute of limitations you're always talking about?
These bad takes, Daddy. It's not two. It's not 20 minutes. It's 2 years, pal.
Now I'm cornered in having to say I want Brian Hoyer.
Love it. Take trap. Set and filled. I'd rather have Mac Jones. And I'd love to see him battle through this and play when he's, you know, really banged up and take a needle and all that stuff. I just think that would be a great sign for him and what he's willing to battle through. And if Bill's pushing him towards it, then all, you know, fine. I don't, you know, make no mistake. Bill wants him to play and is tacitly pushing him to play in all sorts of subtle ways. But I don't blame Bill for doing that. Like I said yesterday, the coach wants his best players on the field and they want him back from injury as soon as possible. How does that make him any different than anybody else?
It doesn't.
Now, I think maybe he's a little more cutthroat about it or a little less humane than maybe some others would be. But so be it. He wants his best players back on the field if there's a chance that they could play.
I mean, how many fans don't want a guy to play that, you know, that is any good?
Right.
Right? So, like, I hate to go back to that old Bill Parcells line, but players play, that's what they do. Like, that's his, you know, that is who he is. It's what he is.
Okay, so I think that'd be a great story if he does come back, and I would welcome him back, and I would take him over Brian Hoyer. Although I still think you should win games with Brian Hoyer. If not this week, then going forward against his schedule. So, back to your phones. Or to your phones. John in Worcester. Go ahead, John.
I think we're better off with Brian Hoyer. I think Mac Jones would learn from watching the game, maybe. And I think Brian Hoyer's he's learned under Brady. So, you know, I wouldn't put it past him to win a few games for us.
Okay, John, thanks for the call.
That's worked out well for him. What is he, 0-11 in his last 11 starts?
From all he's learned from Brady? all he's learned from Brady is to take 11-0 to 0-11, but
apparently learned how to suck.
But Murray's point, one of the things he said in there was what Murray believes, that Mac Jones could use a game up on 9, you know, in the hockey vernacular. You know, go watch the game. Take a week off and watch it and settle yourself down. You think he could use that independent of an injury?
I do, just with, like, the attitude, I think. And, you know, when he was playing well and he goes back to the bench after that interception to Parker in the end zone, like, and he's flipping out about it. It's cover four and F this and F that. I don't think he feels protected by that offensive line. So if you're not feeling great and you're at 60-70%, even if he could play this week, I think they're better served to get his mind right by giving him a week, have him come back healthier in a few weeks if he were to play, if this were to come to fruition. And I also don't think it would be a good look after how he carried on last week, and he's being taken out, like, taken off the field like he's, you know, at the front line of, you know, he's like fighting in Vietnam, for God's sakes. That's a terrible look, too. You're screaming, you're crying, and then you're back in a week? Like, how bad was it, dude?
You know, the more I think about it, if you're Bill and you want to be able to snap the kid out of it, isn't one of the best ways to do that to win with somebody else?
Yeah.
In other words, so like, if you're Bill, why, you know, on some level, maybe you should be rooting for Hoyer to play. Maybe you should be looking for, oh, Mac, take your time. We're good. Take your time. Brian, let's go out and win this game. We win this game 23-14. You don't make any mistakes, any turnovers. And then I'd pump up Brian Hoyer. And then all of a sudden, Mac Jones is going, wait a minute. What the hell is this?
No, right. I just don't think Bill would sit Mac Jones down to do that. If Jones could play, he's going to play, I think. I don't know.
But that, to Maz's point, I think.
You don't? You think Bill's sitting Mac Jones if he could play?
No, I don't think that.
If Mac Jones can play this week, is Bill going to sit him to try and prove a point with Hoyer?
No.
But if it works out that way, I agree.
He would love it.
He would definitely use it against him,
for
sure.
He would love it. And I'm just telling you that scenario isn't necessarily a bad outcome.
That's a good outcome. And it's a good point. So if the kid's going to carry on and, like, not get the surgery because he's more concerned about the I than the we, then Bill would be right to do that. You know what? We don't need you. Like, go take a breather.
Brian and Quincy. Hi, Brian.
Yeah, so I think there's no chance that the reports that were pretty much unanimous on Monday between Schefter, Rappaport, Giardi, all saying that it was a high ankle sprain that needed surgery, you know, for the short-term comeback, but it could take 6 to 8 weeks. I don't think they all got that wrong. So I think it's a put-on this week. I think at some point this week, after that report came out the other day saying Jones preferred to take the long approach, the Pats wanted him to come back. On some level, he took crap from that. You know, he heard something back in his camp that people are unhappy about this, whether it's fans, people in the locker room, whatever. And I think this is a Jones camp rebuttal to that, to say, no, the kid wants to be out there. This is basically their response to that report saying he wanted to take his time.
Okay, well, it might be, but here's what I think it does ultimately. He better come back sooner than later now. I mean, if Bill's going to tell me yesterday he's doing much better and he's made a lot of progress in the last 48 hours. And then the next day, the report is that he's not ruling himself out. He's sitting in meetings and there's a chance that he'll play. Well, he better play the week after against the Lions or the week after that against whoever, like the Bears, whatever. He better be back in the next couple weeks if he's made all this progress to the point where he's not ruling himself out and sitting in meetings. So that's what this tells me. it better not be a long absence. And my guess is it won't be a long absence. My guess now is that it won't be. Bob in the car. Go ahead, Bob.
When Brian Hoyer is asleep on his birthday dreaming about the Super Bowl, he throws interceptions in his dreams. Okay? If Mac Jones, if there's any chance you could put him on a pirate peg leg and put him in there, you have him go. Okay? The real problem is Devontae Parker. Okay? If you take Devontae Parker's targets and interceptions and everything away from Mac Jones, his numbers are fantastic. Okay? This weekend, Packers, horrible rushing defense. Just feed Ramondre Stevenson. You're going to have a win. Just have him hand the ball. Thanks.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, if the Packers score 16 points, you can win that way, handing off to Stevenson. If you got to get in the 20s, I don't know how you're going to, you know, get to 27 points handing off to a running back, but be that as it may.
Don't you think they feel they can bottle up Green Bay a little?
They should be able to.
I agree.
You should be able to.
I mean, Baltimore is a different animal.
Yeah, because there's a dynamic playmaker there. But Green Bay, it's kind of simple. Stop the run. They want to run. Green Bay wants to run. They're like Shanahan. It's the Shanahan offense. Even with Aaron Rodgers back there, they want to run, and they want to give it to Aaron Jones and the Dillon kid, and that's what they want to do. So stop the run. And then can you play man-to-man against these Packers receivers who are middling at best?
Maybe.
That's it. That's how you take it away.
Yeah, maybe.
You make sure you have seven down in the box, seven, eight. If it takes, whatever it takes, stop the run and press man those receivers. They won't get open.
I mean, which of those receivers scares you? None. Maybe Lazard
none.
A little?
No. In terms of one-on-one, I mean, maybe the rookies that we just haven't seen enough of who are super raw, but maybe they're fast enough or athletic enough. I don't know, maybe. You don't really have the personnel to do that. I wouldn't say man up against many teams, but against the Packers receiving core, yeah, press them. Press man and stop the run. And they don't really have anything.
I mean, whoever you deem to be Green Bay's best receiver, Jonathan Jones can take him out.
Yeah, Randall Cobb. Yeah, he absolutely can.
Right, and you don't even need Jones for Cobb
back in the middle. Yeah, whatever. I'm telling you that you can defend. You can defend the Packers in their current state. We've got Patrick in the car. Go ahead, Patrick. You just jumped on. What do you got?
Hey, you guys are missing the point of Mac Jones going for a second opinion, where everyone thinks he might need surgery, but he's going, I'm going to play this week. He's showing Bill. You know, I'm not playing with your team right now. I'm playing with my team. I'm doing my thing. I'm going in, and this is my team.
Okay. Maz, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't get the connection. What I said earlier, though, is how I feel about it. That if Mac Jones doesn't want to have the surgery because he wants his leg to heal properly, then why would he play Sunday? Like, that's sort of the conclusion I come to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, did you hear Burt Beer earlier with Beadle talking about the tightrope surgery and how the guys at Alabama really felt about it?
There were a lot of them didn't like it.
They
right?
don't want it.
Yeah.
That it's really Jones. No, what did Burt call it? Archaic. So
something like that.
Yeah. Like
archaic. Sorry, word.
I mean, did he say archaic? It was an archaic surgery that is really sort of not great for you, or the guys felt it wasn't great for you. Perla was talking about this yesterday, that Tua didn't really like the second tightrope that he got. Thinks it kind of screwed him up, maybe led to the hip injury that he had subsequently.
I mean, it's relatively new. There's been no long-term studies on the thing.
Yeah, so as you hear more and read more, there are two sides of the tightrope thing. You know, there's people who say that it's actually kind of archaic. It's kind of a brutal surgery. It doesn't make you heal faster. It just allows you to play faster.
Correct.
Okay, the healing's still the healing, but because they get in there and whatever they're doing there, it stabilizes it to the point where you can play sooner than you would have. But it's not healed any sooner than it would have been. So, I don't know. I just find it interesting. You know, the more we learn about the thing, it's not really a slam dunk kind of surgery. And that a lot of guys at Alabama didn't want it. And if you can avoid it, most players want to avoid it.
Yeah, I just think that, again, if you are concerned about your long-term health as a player, then what you're interested in is the healing. That's what you're interested in. Okay, Brady was a psycho. And I say that with all the love in my heart. Brady would, like, you know, if you have to cut off my left arm and use it to replace my right leg, I'll play. Okay, like Brady was that sort of mentality. And I want that too. I do. I just wonder what Jones is. And I don't know if he's a millennial, for crying out loud. There's no way he can be like Brady.
You kids are soft. All you kids out there, you can't come back from an injury like this. Back in our day, the guy's back. Here's an update from Big Jim Murray, and we're back with more of your thoughts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger.
I'm media scum.
And Maz.
The English is actually pretty good.
Felger and Maz.
This team is a mess.
98.5.
Seriously.
The Sports Hub.
Mini camps all the way through. But for a lot of fans, the last time they saw you compete was in that Kansas City game. And it's worth reminding folks this week that it was a weird week.
Sure.
Cam was down. It was COVID. I think you guys played on a friggin' Tuesday.
Yeah.
And the plane went out. It wasn't your best game.
No.
So in trying to add context to that, and say, the guy, he's still a good player. How would you?
I don't think I'd still be here if I wasn't. So, I mean, look, I've played for 14 years. I have a lot of bad memories. I have a lot of good memories too. So, it's just, you know, one game doesn't define me. One you know, play doesn't define me. I'm excited for any opportunity I get a chance to go play. So, I really could care less about that. Look, it's obviously more beneficial than finding out on Saturday morning that Cam has COVID and. You have to find out if, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I have COVID. I was around him all day yesterday. That was a unique year, a unique situation. And, you know, so for me, if I get to take more practice reps, that obviously is beneficial. You know, and hopefully you take that, you know, Coach Belichick always says, practice, what is it?
Practice
execution becomes game day reality. I know Julian likes to use that one a lot. So, yeah, I've heard it a million times. So, you know, that's obviously hope it translates to that.
Brian Hoyer clearly needs to go in for more waterboarding.
No question.
Forgotten one of the slogans. But hey, that was,
yeah, Coach always says, what was it that he said?
Practice execution equals game. I've already forgotten it.
Game day reality.
Whatever.
Like
so, Brian Hoyer, but it, you know, interesting perspective that, you know, don't judge him on those two or three plays in Kansas City. Now, that's to speak nothing of the previous 11 straight games that he lost.
What about that five turnover playoff game when you were playing for Houston?
As he said there, I've had a long career, 14 years, a lot of good memories, a lot of bad ones. So he acknowledges there have been some clunkers in there. But you know, just putting that Kansas City game in context, that we do forget. They flew out the morning of the game, mm-hmm. which was a Tuesday, because mm-hmm. they canceled it from Sunday because Newton came down with COVID. And Hoyer's saying there, when we first found out, did I have COVID? Because I'm in the meeting rooms with him, so I don't know if I've got it. I don't know if I'm going to be cleared to play. We find out 2 days before, I get no practice reps. We're on the plane that morning, and then I'm there. It's like, so he's sort of mitigating circumstances there. So, okay, here's potentially a chance for him to prove that those were mitigating circumstances. I saw it was an interesting perspective. But, you know, this momentum for Mac Jones not being out is, it's starting to percolate here. You know, the Mike Giardi report that, you know, you've heard, and you heard Giardi on earlier with Zolak and Bertrand. Here's the Graziano report that Big Jim Murray referenced earlier, Dan Graziano of ESPN behind the paywall. He writes that odds seem good that Patriots quarterback Mac Jones will have to miss some time because of his high ankle sprain. But as of Tuesday morning, as of Tuesday morning, the Patriots were still holding out at least some hope he wouldn't miss much time, even suggesting they haven't yet ruled him out for this week. Jones was scheduled to undergo more testing Tuesday, possibly Wednesday, and in the meantime, the coaching staff is preparing two game plans for Sunday's game against the Packers. One that has Jones at quarterback and another that has Brian Hoyer as the starter. Depending on the news that comes back on Jones in the next 24 hours, again, so this was written a couple days ago, I guess, it's possible they won't be without him for long. Here's my conclusion today. They're not going to be without him for long. Whether it's this week or not, he's going to be back soon. Don't tell me he's made a lot of progress in the last 48 hours, Bill, and is looking much better and feeling much better. And then the next day, have someone somewhere tell me he's actually in the game plan meetings and not being ruled out and telling teammates, I still have a chance. Don't tell me that he's going to be telling teammates, I still have a chance to play this Sunday, and then he's going to miss next Sunday? No. Unless you're really putting the screws to the kid. So I think he'll be back sooner rather than later. That's what I'm led to believe.
Okay, so, but again, let's not forget that they also thought Garoppolo was going to play.
And Garoppolo didn't want to. So now that went on Garoppolo.
Okay, so, but I'm just telling you, this could go on Jones.
You're so right. Let me rephrase. The team fully expects him to be back sooner than later.
Okay.
We'll see if Jones is on the same page and feels the same way.
I mean, I think there's a chance here we'll find out a little bit more about the relationship between the two. Like, if Jones comes back and plays quickly, then obviously they're in more of alignment than we thought they were.
Or the browbeating and the pressure worked. The pressure they put on him has worked.
Correct. Correct. But again, I would say that that's him moving towards their side.
Well, yeah. I mean, right. You know, when you're a hostage
right.
from the terrorist, you ultimately come to their side because otherwise, you know, they take you out back.
But if Jones...
So there's ways to get on the same page.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, coercion. Yeah.
But yes. If Jones continues to be on an island, then I think you're going to get more bitchy comments from either Mike Lombardi or Belichick himself.
But this is a bad... You know, if he doesn't come back soon, this is now a bad look. Bill said he made tremendous strides yesterday. Made a lot of progress, feeling a lot better. He's made a lot of progress in the last 48 hours. And then the next day, Jones is telling teammates reportedly, don't rule him out for the game. This game, this Sunday. Well, you better be right on the precipice of playing next Sunday then, right?
You would think.
Okay.
Yeah, you would think.
So either this is legit, and it's possible it's totally legit. I've said this from day one. I rule out nothing. I've seen plenty of bad injuries where the guy bounces right back. It happens. So this could be totally legit. And if it is, it is. Okay, he's got a chance to play Sunday in Green Bay. Well, then he's got a real chance to play next week against Detroit. Great, good news. If he doesn't, how do I look at Mac Jones? Or do I just look at it and say, well, the Pats are throwing out false flags to push the kid back onto the field? Because if he's not on the field next week against Detroit, he's going to look bad. He is. If you're telling teammates today you might be ready this Sunday, you better be ready next Sunday. So that's it. He'll be back against Detroit. Good news, right?
Could get ugly by then.
No, ain't it good? So he'll be back against Detroit.
You would think. Again, if he's not, then I think it tells you that he's resisting them.
I'm not even being sarcastic.
No. I'm just telling you. I'm talking about the relationship between the two. So, yeah, I think you're right about them trying to push him to get back out there. I think that's absolutely true.
And maybe he's taking to it. And maybe he's closer than we all think. That is completely on the table. But don't tell me he's, you know, still leaving the hope for this Sunday and then he's out next Sunday. No. If you're closer than we all think this Sunday, then you're playing next Sunday. So that's good. We're getting some parameters. This is good. This is all crystallizing. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Boston's home for sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger.
And of course he looks good.
And Mass.
Because Mac Jones is out there with some tight shirt and looks hot.
I never said he looked hot.
Felger and Mass.
He's got like that tapered torso thing.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
When you go through the process of preparing the game plan and you have that level of uncertainty at quarterback, what impact does that have on that process as you start to put the game plan together?
Yeah, not too much. Brian's got a lot of experience. He's done everything that we would want to do, not be able to do it, you know, with, I think, minimal practice, if that was what it was. So let's take it day by day. We're not really doing anything differently.
So that's the one thing I just wonder about with that report from Graziano, preparing two game plans. Do you really need to change your game plan?
No, especially given the nature of the two quarterbacks.
Isn't it the same guy?
Yeah, they're not that different. No, they're not that different. And again, you might say that, you know, Jones is a little more athletic probably than Hoyer is, but they're not that different. I don't think you have to dramatically alter your game plan at all.
And by the same token, holding that back to make Green Bay prepare for either is sort of, if I'm Green Bay, I'm not spending any time, I said zero time, on whether it's Hoyer or Mac Jones. I mean,
I think if you're Green Bay, you think you can smother their passing game either way.
Don't you handle it the same way?
Yes.
I mean, you'd put pressure on their offensive line. I would pressure both guys, especially, you know, if Mac does play with that leg. Can't be very mobile.
Correct.
I don't know how Hoyer moves at this stage of his career. So you'd, but it's like the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think there's a dramatic difference there.
The Packers aren't even really a game plan team. They play the same way every effing week. They don't really have a lot of bells and whistles. I don't feel like they blitz a lot. I could be totally wrong, but I just don't feel they're that kind of team.
So, again, this is just me being me, okay? But this whole idea of two game plans, like, that just feels to me like, well, we're gonna have two game plans ready to go.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Again,
yeah, yeah.
The Patriots coaching staff, whoever it was, Bill or somebody else, or Patricia and Judge, you know, because they have offensive coordinators who were new. No, we're going to have two game plans. We're going to be ready to go.
We're super prepared.
We might even have a third game plan in case we put Myers back.
Yeah, or we sign Cam Newton back.
We're ready for anything.
Would you rather have a 75? Would you rather have Brian Hoyer at 100% or the lowest rated quarterback in the league at 75%? Which is a way of saying Hoyer or Mac Jones in his current state. Anthony and Natick. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, the way you got it laid out, Hoyer probably would be the better case, but I want to say one thing for I'd rather Jones. I'll tell you why. The thing about Jones is I don't think Jones is 100% that millennial attitude where he thinks if he sits for 4 to 6 weeks and all of a sudden they start winning games. I don't think he's 100% for sure that they would throw him back in, and I'm not either. But besides the point, I'd rather see him come back. I think it's been a circus so far. It would just add to the circus. And if for some reason, if he could come out there and grimace and be on pain and be on that ankle and they could get a win in Green Bay, which is unlikely, but if they can, could turn the season around. It could, and possibly could.
You're right. It would be that kind of moment. I'm with you. I think there's a lot to gain and not a hell of a lot to lose, yeah, other than his health. You know, easy for me to say. People expect you to lose. You're a 10-point underdog. So, you know, I think Mac Jones just getting out there would be a good sign. And if you lose and, battle gamely, that's kind of a moral victory a little bit there. And if you win, there's a tremendous upside to it. I would agree with that. Tommy and Milton. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hi, Mike. Hey, listen, guys, I want all three of your opinions. Mike, I know how you feel about, you know, not throwing a season and everything else, but if you find out the middle of next week that Jones has to have whatever type of surgery, that he's going to be out for, like, say, 6 games minimum, and they lose 5 out of those 6 games. Do you just keep Hoyer and Mike for the rest of the season and let Jones heal for next year, get a high draft pick?
Okay, Mass is already shaking his head.
No. No, because again, you know, part of the, you know, look, the idea of, well, let's sit him. He still needs reps.
Right, he needs the experience. So
yeah,
no.
He's been in the league for 1 year. Let's not treat him like a 5-year quarterback who's already been to 2 Pro Bowls and won a title. Like, it's different. You know, it's not like he's encountered every scenario. And I would even go so far as to argue, not only does he not have, you know, all of his reps yet or all of his experience yet, I think you've kind of set him back. He's starting all over again with new coaches. No, he needs the reps.
Steven Grafton, what are your thoughts on what's going on with Mac Jones?
Well, you know, if 50% of the details are coming out of there are accurate, it sounds like he had a PRP treatment. It totally makes sense, especially if his parents are into tennis. That's a common tennis
procedure?
Treatment that they use. And with him coming back so quickly, it's a common thing. If you've ever had PRP, it works for some people, and it seems like that could be the case for him.
Okay. Yeah, Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network even said it word for word the other day. You know, days ago, I think he said even Monday, whatever.
It would be consistent with the reporting that's been out there. Yeah.
Absolutely. From some. But Pelissero said the hope is to avoid surgery and maybe he'll get something like a PRP injection and hope for rest and recuperation, which, great. That's a quicker path back on the field. Everyone should be in alignment on that. It's clear the Patriots think he'll be back sooner than later. That's all. It's clear. It's obvious. Bill said yesterday, feeling a lot better, made tremendous progress in the last 48 hours. Today, he's holding out hope that he plays this week and is telling teammates to not rule him out for this week. So that means he's getting closer. So don't tell me now it's going to be a 2-week thing. If there's a possibility you're playing this Sunday, as I keep saying, then I don't want to hear about next Sunday. You're in. Let's do a chronic lightning round. I got red all over my board. You know, you see this, and you'd have that picture from behind me on the simulcast. Red means you're a chronic caller. It's a way to warn us that you call all the time. So we throw it in red.
Is blue a first timer?
No, blue is a medium. You're a medium frequency caller. Again, Vinny, show that camera behind me. Blue is a medium frequency. I didn't want to show it now. Okay?
And green's a first timer?
Green's a first timer.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so the red are the chronics. It's a chronic lightning round. Ben and Lynn, go ahead, Ben.
100% of Brian Hoyer is like 30% of Mac Jones. We forget that he didn't just poop himself in that game, Brian Hoyer. He had a full-on blowout. I think this is just proof that time heals all wounds. Also, very proud to be red. Thanks, guys.
Okay, babe. Wayne and Yarmouth, your thoughts on the chronic lightning round. What do you got?
I'm with the good thinking that Mac will play. All this conjecture is just nothing to support anything other than that, and Belichick is pushing him to play. It wasn't a Belichick that said to a player once, hey, you're not that hurt. Get out there and run it off. He plays.
Said every coach ever. Jonathan and Randolph, you're next on the Chronic Lightning Round. Go ahead.
Unless the initial MRI diagnosis was done by the drunkest person ever, you don't heal from a severe high ankle sprain in 1 week unless you want an RG3, your supposed franchise quarterback. So, no, don't put him out there unless you want to see a meltdown.
Maybe it wasn't a severe high ankle sprain.
Or maybe it was a drunk x-ray operator.
Bone saw on the case. John in Connecticut. Go ahead, John, on the Chronic Lightning Round.
Hearing you guys debate like different possible surgery outcomes is like when you people call up and say they were injured in eighth grade for the homecoming football game and couldn't play. Mac Jones is going to get a second opinion from a trusted doctor, and he should follow his opinion and block out everybody else's noise.
Okay, well, fine. If he hasn't gotten that second opinion yet, I'd be annoyed. It's like, dude, go immediately, make up your mind immediately, set a course immediately. And whatever you're doing, whatever your course of rehabilitation is, start it now so you're back as soon as you possibly can, whatever path you're choosing. So if he's still waiting for a second opinion, that would be bad news.
I mean, it should
be. Or it would mean something's gone wrong.
It should be a piece of cake. It's not like you even have to leave the city to do it, for crying out loud. You get the best medical care in the world here. And the guy, I'm going way back now, but he's not that old, I don't think. The guy who did Schilling's ankle still got to be in town. He was a Boston guy. Get him on the case.
Okay, we've got more of your thoughts on this. We'll continue with your thoughts and reaction to the reporting today that Mac Jones is telling teammates not to rule him out for this Sunday. He's in game planning meetings. He's at the stadium. That's the lead item. And again, would you rather have Mac Jones at 100%? Sorry, Mac Jones at 75% or Brian Hoyer at 100%? And Mac Jones is the lowest rated quarterback in the league. So would you rather have the lowest rated quarterback in the league at 75% or Brian Hoyer at 100%? We're going to mix in a few things next hour as well, including the latest from Matt Barnes on Ime Udoka. Okay, a couple of interesting little nuggets there from the former NBA player who has good intel, apparently, allegedly, a good intel on what the hell went on here with Udoka. We have a thought on that. Another Celtics thought, too, as well. No commercials, just an update from Murray, and then we're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.